7 is from the employee work group, the benefits work group, requesting authorization to amend sections 201.24-4-1, the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, as it pertains to the rule of 75 for non-represented employees. This will also go to the personnel and the pension study commission. Our meeting is scheduled for Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you introduce yourselves, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel.
Good morning, Larry Langer from Buck Consultants, the actuary.
Mr. Chairman, sorry, I didn't want to speak out of turn. What you have before you is a proposal to amend the pension ordinance as related to the Rule 75. First thing I want to say and make clear is this does not change the benefit, the current eligibility for the Rule 75 of any current employee. In fact, it fixes it, it freezes it in place. In an historical context, this committee and the county board has previously made similar changes in a smaller way. You may remember a year or two ago, I think, Chairman, you authored a resolution to limit the ability of deputy sheriffs who became non-represented employees through promotion to obtain pension benefits that they wouldn't otherwise have as a result of being deputy sheriffs. And that passed, and it included Rule 75 as an example. More recently, this committee and the county board did the same thing for correction officers when they created correction officer lieutenant positions, so that when correction officers were promoted, they would not obtain the Rule 75 as a result of that promotion. This is a broader amendment to do the same thing essentially countywide. The reason this is necessary is that there's a difference in benefit and eligibility for the Rule 75 between represented employees and non-represented employees. I'll take AFSCME because it's the biggest numbers, but it's true of other unions as well. AFSCME members, in order to be eligible for the Rule 75, must have begun their employment prior to January 1st, 1994. On the other hand, non-represented employees are eligible for the Rule 75. They began their employment prior to January 1, 2006. Mm-hmm. So there's a 12-year difference there. And an AFSCME employee who is hired between 1994 and 2006 and who becomes non-represented has the ability then to, quote, gain the Rule 75 because they are now a non-represented employee hired before 2006, as long as they stay non-represented at the time of their retirement. Because we look at this particular benefit and your eligibility for it at the time of retirement. Historically, that's how we've handled it. Mm-hmm. We have the potential, which you've read about in the papers, I'm sure, recently, yesterday I think it was, in the Sentinel, they mentioned that the state unions were probably not going to recertify. We have the very likely potential, or at least possible potential, that the same thing will occur at the county with respect to all or some of its unions. And you have, I'm told, approximately 1,200 DC 48 employees who were hired between 94 and 06 who, without any further action on your part, would gain the Rule 75 should they become non-represented. And so we thought we should bring forward to you a proposal consistent with your prior policy to prevent that from happening. It's consistent with what you've done in the past, what you've told us you wanted to do in the past. So this proposal then essentially says, as of next week, the date of the county board action, September 29th, we're going to look at everybody who's in a union other than public safety unions, which doesn't address public safety unions, but all the other unions, and say if you're eligible for Rule 75 on September 29th, 2011, you will forever remain eligible for it. If you are not eligible for the Rule 75 next week, no matter what your status is, you will forever never become eligible for it, no matter what your position change is, no matter what happens to you in your represented status. So it's drawing a circle around, or a box around, the people who are eligible for Rule 75. You got it, you keep it, you don't have it, you don't get it, as of next week. So any change in status, any change in represented position will not affect your eligibility for the Rule 75. So as I said, it doesn't affect any current employee and their benefit as long as they stay in their current position. And it will only affect people in the future who might change their represented status. It prevents them from gaining a benefit. It's not going to take anything away, but it prevents them from gaining a benefit. So if real briefly, I'd like to turn it to Mr. Langer to just provide an actuarial summary of the effect.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Supervisor, has a question.
The question, you're telling me now that all the unions, DC 48, are, whoever we have right now, the nurses, they don't have the rule of 75. You are coming back and saying, because if they don't certify right now, they still will not be eligible for rule 75 because they was in the union. Is that what you, this is a nutshell you're saying, correct?
No, Mr. Chairman, there are employees working here who are eligible for the rule 75. But for example, for Ask Me employees, if they were hired anytime after January 1st, 1994, they are not eligible. So there are no new hires eligible for the rule 75. It's already a somewhat closed set of people. But we're limiting it further so that changes in represented status don't allow people to gain the rule 75.
So they don't have it now. So you're just saying we could put a firewall up right now so no, even though your status changes, you cannot, you're not the eligible for rule 75.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that's correct. And as I said before, this is not solely AFSCME. It applies to a couple of the other unions as well,
yeah,
who have different dates. For example, nurses, it's January 1st, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyone hired after that date is not eligible. And so we're saying, okay, if you're eligible for it now, in other words, you were hired before 1997 and you're a nurse in the union, you'll keep that benefit. But should, for example, the nurses union decertify in a year and a half from now, they would become non-represented, and they would not, if they don't have it now, they won't gain it by the decertification process.
What day did, excuse me, what day did we stop the rule of 75 for everyone?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, again, it varies by union. And
I'm talking for non-reps.
Non-reps is January 1st, 2006.
Okay. And after that, no one was hired after that did not have the rule of 75.
Mr. Chairman, correct.
Mr. Chairman, just, you know, we track some other benefit matrix sort of numbers total. For an example, with AFSCME, you have the rule of 75 if you've been hired before January 1st of 1994. Based on some of the calculations we have, that's about 740 employees, or about 26% of all the current AFSCME employees have the rule of 75, so about three-quarters of them don't, just to give you an idea of the numbers you're talking.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Well, I know we're going to get the actuarial report, but I was planning to move approval of the item with just two quick questions. First of all, does this have to be approved by the Pension Study Commission in order for us to act on it? So are we moving approval contingent upon that, or does it just have to go to them?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, the Pension Study Commission does have to meet and provide a report on this item. They are scheduled to meet on Friday morning.
Okay. Well, if they voted it down, would that nullify this, or can we, how are we, the tie-in legally?
The Pension Study Commission must review it. They can vote for it or against it, and then you accept their, you review their recommendation and take whatever action the county board wishes to take.
So a motion to approve is appropriate, and if they don't, okay.
Yes.
And then the other question I have is, I know this is intending to head off a situation, but do we know whether there's been any individual instances of this occurring in the last few months, if some individual employee may have realized that this could occur, or do we have any actual kind of slipping through the cracks situations?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, this has always been the situation, so that anyone who was, for example, in AFSCME, hired after 1994, who gets promoted to a non-represented position, has gained the rule of 75. That's the way the situation has occurred, because we've looked at it at the time of retirement. And so individual employees who have switched, and we've, by the way, we've had it go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
We've had employees who are non-represented eligible for the rule of 75 who became represented and lost it, because it historically has been looked at, your eligibility has been looked at the time of retirement. So if we look at your status at the time of retirement and say, are you non-rep prior to 1106? You're eligible. If you're represented AFSCME prior to 1194, you're eligible. And we looked at time retirement. Now we're looking at next week. Now we're going to determine your eligibility as of September 29th, 2011. And if you're eligible next week, you get it. If you're not eligible next week, you don't get it.
Okay, so we had individual isolated situations that really wasn't related at all to changes in union status. I mean, you know, state law changes or anything, that this is really trying to head off a potential major change in hundreds and hundreds of employees, correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. The only time it's occurred in more than what I would call an individual situation was several, I want to guess right now, about 8 years ago or so, the county and AFSCME went through a review of positions and brought some positions, a large number of positions that had not been in the union, into the union. I don't know the exact number, but there was quite a few of them. Labor relations did that. And so we actually have a large, the one group that I know of was a group of people who lost the benefit.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the item, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Have approval by Supervisor Bruin. See no more questions.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, thank you. This is very brief, and there's just a couple of items to highlight. Under the actuarial analysis on our September 15, 2011 letter, you know, understanding of the ordinance, and as Mr. Grady has said, the ordinance amendment maintains the status quo in the retirement system in the event that current representative members become non-representative. So that means that the ordinance keeps things the same. That means the cost that we've been projecting in the valuation remains the same. There is an impact, though, if this is not adopted. If this is not adopted, folks, if their union becomes decertified at some point in the future, and we don't know who and we don't know what unions or any of that stuff, it's a very fluid deal. But any of those groups that become decertified, you could have members get the Rule 75 and there's an actual impact. And we did not turn on the black box, but based on real rough rules of thumbs, you know, we have a number in there, roughly somewhere between $10,000 to $50,000 per person. Some people, there might not be any impact. They might not benefit from the Rule 75. Some would, you know, have a great impact. But just real rough, because this is, you know, to provide for the status quo. That's the main deal. So there is no actual impact if you adopt this. If you don't adopt this, or moving on to the next committee, there is an actual impact. Delighted to take any other questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any other questions?
No,
Supervisor Mayor.
Thank you. You said, so actually, how much money are you talking about? Even though you say some, maybe 50, just say grand scheme that all of them have the Rule 75. Approximately, how much money will impact on the pension right now? I know you should have a rough, but you put that roughly.
I did not put a rough number trying to anticipate, like even the whole groups or what, you know, who would potentially impact. Because this is, you know, the provision here actually provides for no change. I threw in the $10,000 to $50,000 number just to give some impact on a per person basis. But in terms of some of the numbers I've been hearing, wish I could do that math in my head. You know, I was hearing about 740 AFSCME.
It's $1,200 altogether.
$1,200 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so $1,200. Isn't that the right number of zeros? Oh, it's really horrible, isn't it?
Okay, that's all right.
I think about somewhere in the million and a half range probably would be the, if I have the right number of zeros.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. And that's the whole purpose, trying to get the right number of zeros out there.
Okay.
So, but that would be over time. And that's if all of them grab it and a real rough rule of thumb. If it happens piecemeal and in the future, you know, the impact's a little different. Thank you for testing my math skills.
Okay, let's call the roll.
On approval, Supervisor Stabruin.
Aye.
Nail.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roman.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-0.